Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas Eve to you. Yes, it's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is tomorrow, and wish you and yours near and far a very merry Christmas, a very happy Christmas Eve, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, which will be beginning very, 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 very soon. And, of course, we only have a week left, so 2015 is here. We cannot say knocking at the door or on its way a week from tonight, Christmas Eve. And we'll be celebrating 2015. So if you're one of those people that put together your resolutions, your New Year's resolutions, or reset your goals, or just like to start new, like a Monday, start the year off fresh. It's time to get things rolling and things playing. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm real gung-ho on New Year's resolutions this year. So I'm like, okay. I recycle my resolutions, like I said before, and then also I have, like, new ones, of course. Wouldn't we be boring if we didn't have new goals and new resolutions or goals that we've had, like, hidden or put on the back burner, or just new fresh ideas and new goals to meet and match? I mean, my 2015, I feel like True God and Mortal and I was talking this Saturday. If you missed the awesome interview, you definitely need to listen. And most definitely listen to it, because part two is this coming up Saturday. True God and Team DAR will be with him. Members of his crew, members of his team, they're going to be guests also. So it's going to be awesome. So last Saturday, I want to thank True God again for always being an awesome guest. And I'm looking forward to this Saturday. I'm looking forward to some return of some old guests. Of course, Peter Cook still got to come see us. Neil Thakkar, my friend who's a real estate investor in Chicago, looking forward to his return and many others' return. Also, my friend Xavius Parker and his wife Tracy, inventors of Shampoo Mate in Houston, Texas, will be. And Xavius is a native Jacksonian, but he and his wife, they invented, you know I'm an inventor too, they invented Shampoo Mate. So they're going to come on in the near future and talk about their invention, Shampoo Mate. So you can visit them on Instagram and on Facebook, like their Facebook page, and on LinkedIn, all over the place. And especially you beauty professionals and cosmetologists and hair designers and all, this is a product that you definitely need in your salon, and some of you parents need in your homes, Shampoo Mate. I just can't get enough of it. I've been, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, but you guys know also my background is in retail management, fashion, merchandising. I'm a designer, have yet or launched my line, right? But I'm working at Talbot's in Highland Village Shopping Center here in Jackson, Mississippi. Today was my second day. It was an awesome day. Monday, I did a lot of markdowns, and today I did a lot of markdowns, too. And I felt like Santa's elf, you know, because you guys know how we talk about discount shopping and just bargain hunting and all that. That is amazing, you know. To get those markdowns, you know, and it's the time, something that we talk about here on the show a lot. And do I not tell you guys like secrets to the trade? And many of you share your secrets to the trade also. You know, many of my friends, even one of my the tellers at the bank that I bank at, she always talk about a way to how you can get around fees, you know, by doing a lot of your transactions, paying your bills and other transactions online. That way that will, you know, knock off some extra fees You know, sometimes it's the general fees, and then sometimes it's those extra fees and so on like that. But we'll be talking more and more and more about that. So, but I want to, you know, wish my managers and cohorts and the customers and the people that I have been meeting since I've applied for the job, and also these 2 days that I've been working. I will be working on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I mean, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, ending the year working and beginning the year working. Even though I'm always working as an entrepreneur, it's good to have a steady check, right? It's good to have a steady check, and it's good to be doing things that you really, really love, you know. So, you know, because my thing, I've always wanted to own my own boutique, my own store, you know, and so on. And that's not over, right? Last year I was talking about that, remember? But Atabas is a pretty cool store. I've always been interested in working at Atabas, and when the opportunity arose, I went for it. So whenever you see your opportunity or you don't see your opportunity, because you know what? We have to create our opportunities. Because when I created this show here on Blog Talk Radio, that was me creating the opportunity. Because I have been, you know, I like radio. I worked in radio back in the 90s. And then I have been wanting to start my own radio show, and I know I had approached WLEZ about maybe doing a show on that network, and then I started listening to some a couple of my favorite people shows here on Blog Talk Radio, like Little Flip when he had Flyboy Radio, Brian Cuban, my friend Brian Cuban, you guys know Mark's brother. Younger brother, you know, there's Mark, there's Jeff, and there's Brian. You know, I've done profiles on the guys. My goodness, it was another favorite person, Dollhouse Radio. I listened to many other shows, but what piqued my Zane. Zane was the original person. Zane, the author, the erotica author and publisher, her show was the first show I ever listened to on Blog Talk Radio. And that probably was like the first year first year that Blog Talk Radio was created. Then Flyboy Radio, Brian Cuban, Dollhouse Radio, those were my favorite shows. And then I'm like, wait a second, I can do my own show many people broadcast from studios, radio stations, their own home studios. The concept is you have your phone, you have a computer, you know, now you have a good Android or smartphone, you know, you're on with it. And there have been times, you guys know, when my netbook, my laptop, any kind of computer have not worked for me, and I have done just audio shows before, you know, just to let you guys know what's going on. But I pretty much had not been as consistent as I would like to have been. Different things had been happening. Like since the summer of 2013, I haven't been as consistent as I have been and could have been, because my ratings were always sky high. And I always had, like, a very high listenership. You guys are still listening. I love the fact that you're listening to the live and the archive shows. But when I had consistent schedules and so on, you guys tuned in a lot. So I've taken, I don't know how many hiatuses, but you're going to see a more consistent broadcast with this show, Cut the Chalk Entertainment Reports, and with Image Mechanisms. Okay, Image Mechanisms, my show, my spin-off show that premiered this past summer. Tonight, I thought I would be playing Christmas music tonight, but tomorrow the show will be all about Christmas, Christmas songs galore. I came in a couple hours ago from work, and I was going to ride that Uber. Uber's in town. I was going to, I haven't, I plan to get a new car real soon, but I don't have a car yet. And I had called, had requested an Uber driver. And I had seen where an Uber driver was maybe 2 minutes away. The Monday night I tried to call, but I didn't have my credit card information updated properly. You know, I had received a new credit card, and so I didn't, I thought I had updated it, but I hadn't. So right when I requested an Uber driver, my coworker lives near me, and she was like, well, how long will it take this Uber driver? So I'm really looking forward to riding in the, getting one of these Uber rides. So I can share with you guys my experience, and you know, and keep on requesting Uber, and also telling you guys about Uber. You know, I wonder when Jackson would get Uber, because I know the major cities have it: New York, Chicago. I think there's a Chicago. I know L.A. and so on. So a few weeks ago, when they announced that Uber was in Jackson, I thought that was pretty cool. So I have the app, and it's really easy. You know, you just request a driver. And so I had seen where a driver was like 2 minutes away. But my coworker insisted on bringing me home. So I didn't ride in the Uber, but I'll let you guys know as soon as I do. I know many of you have had that experience, and some of you are Uber drivers. So it seems, I think it was pretty cool that Jackson has welcomed Uber. Now, I have noticed that, you know, watching the news, that some of the cab companies do not like their presence because their fares are cheaper. I think they say like 37% or so. But again, happy Christmas Eve. We need to be tracking Santa. I don't have my Christmas songs tuned up, but I'm going to play, those of you that are listening Saturday, I play more True God and a couple other tunes. But tomorrow, you're going to hear Christmas songs, Christmas songs, Christmas songs. We're going to talk about Christmas. And you can call in tonight, too. 714-409-0614. You guys know I'm excited. Also, when I got in, I immediately downloaded, you guys know, it's one of the topics, the interview. I downloaded the interview. So I haven't watched the film in its entirety because I had to prepare for the show and I had to do other things too, like feed my pets. And so I have watched maybe like the first 30 minutes, and I have been cracking up. I mean, you know, been cracking up big time. So I won't go on and on talking about it because everyone haven't watched it. But I can't believe it. This is like a Christmas present. So I want to thank you, Sony, because really, if this had not happened, would we be watching the interview, those of us that choose to, from the comfort of our own homes? So, thank you. But this is a Christmas present to us. So, thank you, Sony. Thank you to the stars of the show and the producers and the directors. Thank you to President Obama for you know, for really, you know, saying, hey, you know, you got, this is the land of the free. We, free speech. You know, he is a president, you know, and so I'm, you know, but this is freedom of speech, and I thought the same thing before when Obama said, "Well, my goodness, you're acting like this over a satirical film. Just imagine if it was documentary, you know." So I've only seen like the first 30 minutes, but what I've seen, I like, you know. But you guys know how I am about those. By Frank James Franco, the Franco family, and Seth Rogen. But the film is hilarious. I mean, I just love it. I don't want to go on talking about how it opens, but I love the opening and just what I've seen. I thought was very funny. And, you know, I knew it was, with those guys, you know, it's going to be crazy. But you know what? I am anxious to see True Story with Jonah Hill and James Franco. That character, oh my God, I think that character is going to really freak me out more than Alien from Spring Breakers. Oh my God, I cannot wait to see True Stories. That I mean, the trailer itself is really like thrillingly spook creep me out. So amazing. I can go on and on. I guess we have to do a profile show on James Franco. I know a while back I invited him to come on my podcast, so maybe he will one day. You know, he has love for Mississippi. You know, in the past couple of years, he's made two films here. So, you know, have to shout, because some of you probably say, well, why is she always talking about James Franco? He shows love to my state of Mississippi. And I know many others show love, too. But he could have chose other locations. But the books, of course, were based in Mississippi and stuff like that. But you guys know, you know, even, what was that TV series that was so popular, my aunt. I mean, she watches the reruns, like The Heat of the Night. Plus, you know, set in Sparta, Mississippi, but I mean, I think it was filmed in like Georgia or somewhere else. So, you know, that's my point. But also, before that, I liked his work. You know, I liked his work, but you know, I do this hot guys list. And I need to do the 2013 before the year runs out. And I know maybe three or four years back, one of my BFFs from my teen years, we was on Facebook. She was on Facebook. And I was doing my hot list. So she recommended, well, where's James Franco? Why he's not on your hot guys list? And even though I liked his work, I really wasn't like, like dived into it. And then from her just asking me why he wasn't on my hot list, I mean, I got deeper into, like, really researching and then really paying attention to him. And then you don't even have to be paying attention to James Franco because he's out there. And I had talked about the way he selfie, you know. His selfies are a talk all over the media and regular everyday people, and whenever he's a guest on shows and all of that. And I think it is amazing how he presents his selfies. I mean, he presents them from a personal perspective and from his professional perspective. And, you know, I think it's just amazing. He will show himself as him, whoever the real person is, and then he would show himself in character and show different aspects of his life. And I think that's just amazing, you know, because, you know, a lot of us like to show that perfect side, that good side, and whatever. But, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But I won't go on and on and on, but the interview is available for those of us that choose to watch it, and I've seen like the first 30 minutes, and I'm going to share an article with the listings, because they have a listing too of like the theaters. I don't think it's showing here in Mississippi. My mother said something about she had seen Alamo, but I didn't see anything about it being shown here. Now, I just received right before the show, I had received an article that I wanted to share about, not just about the interview, but just about the entertainment news, but the interview was part of that article. But I'm going to go ahead and play some Six String Woody, Easy Street Blues, and again, happy Christmas Eve, and wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas, and what you're cooking. You know, those are the words, right? What are you cooking? What are you eating? You know, people are doing different things, right? Some people be glad when the holidays are over and the New Year's here, right? Some people are bah humbug. I haven't really bumped into that many people that are openly bah humbug. You know, but, you know, we all know we have those go through the ups and downs. There's been, like, some sad things happening, too, you know, not just in, you know, within my life and others' lives, too. But we roll with the punches, right? And then, you know, there's more that we need to talk about tonight. It's sad about what happened to the kid in, well, he's 18-year-old. The 18-year-old, since this morning, I haven't really heard much about what really happened with that story, but it is sad that another life had to be lost again in the Ferguson, Missouri area. So, of course, I seen the video early this morning of his mother when she seen and wanted to know answers to what really happened, and that was just so devastating to see that. So sending much love to everyone, near, far, in the St. Louis, Missouri. Big shout-out to Miss Woody, who is heading to join the comedy movement, and I'm proud to, and I'm very glad and happy to be a comedy promoter and promoting comedy competitions in Dallas and in Mississippi and Jackson. And I will be providing you with more information right after the beginning of the year, and also within the next week. We've been having a lot of conference calls, and a lot of the comedians and comedy promoters and producers and writers and people and videographers and filmmakers, we all have been, you know, effectively networking with one another. And so it seems like it's going to be in each area of the event should be awesome. And then when we all come together, my birthday month of August in St. Louis, Missouri, and also at the big event, the comedy festival, Dick Gregory, who lives in St. Louis, you know, he would be the comedian honored. You know, so I think that is so amazing. So I just wanted to mention that. Well, here's Six String Woody. Thank you. South Carolina, Six String Woody. Yes.
To create a cancer. First a world of questions, but you can't create the answers. Born on July 12th, she's my shining princess. A future queen in my eyes, redefining interest. A reawakening just helped me to refine a sense. Saw a head crown and I replay it every time an instance. The doctor brought her up and said, here's your baby girl. And in my mind, I'm thinking this one's gonna save the world. And at the time, shit, her mother was my favorite girl. Staring in her eyes, thinking me and her could face the world. Watching you sleep, your little hands and feet, your precious face just glows. It put us both at peace. The circle of life complete, at times could barely speak. Your mother displays strength, one that I just couldn't reach. Thank God you arrived on time and fully healthy. I held you in my arms, just praying like, Lord, help me.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. One day I'll explain all the reasons why. I know things have changed since you were born, but forever I'll keep you safe and warm.
To be honest, for the first month, I was fucking up and wasn't keeping my promise. Annoyed with your mother and every one of her comments. I even yelled at you once, I look back so astonished. Since you are only 2 weeks old, I can't believe myself. Fighting a battle now that needs to be told. I saw love and innocence through your 2 week soul, but never knew in 2 weeks that love could decompose. Cause 2 weeks later, I'm at odds with your mom. And that's my fault, some harmless flirt and then turned into a bomb. I spent time trying to fix it, but in essence it's gone. But you were made out of love, just know its presence is strong. And I wish I could repair, give you this family life. But it's feeling like I failed, you understanding me, right? We set goals for this shit, man, these plans were so tight. But it fell apart so fast, could barely stand up and fight. And I apologize, I never touched another woman, just a lot of lies. But shit, your mama wouldn't hear it, shit, a lot of pride. So I explained it through these lyrics, couldn't try to hide. Cause see, I felt it in my spirit every time I cried. And just hope that you never feel it, in my mind I tried. And so reflect, I do often. Though karma came around the same time you started walking. But truthfully, your mama put the nail in this coffin.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. One day I'll explain all the reasons why. I know things have changed since you were born, but forever I'll keep you safe and warm.
And you can be what you want, bear the goddess aura. A future superstar, a doctor, a successful lawyer. I love you more than life, I'll give up mine to see you shine. Can't describe the feeling, cause it's something that can't be defined. We had babysitters for you, that's unbearable. We both working, they in the house treating you terrible. And I felt the blame for it, truly my mistake. So in turn, I quit my job just to watch you and be safe. And I could never turn my back like my father did. Lead by example, so I show you what a father is. Supply, wisdom, love, everything a father gives. I wonder how these so-called men abandon all the kids. I just want to watch you grow and cherish every moment. Already one is crazy how time flies, don't it? I can't express how much I love you, for you I exist. And I thank God every day for such a precious gift.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
of course, True God, a song I meant to play and wanted to play on Saturday, but the conversation kept going and going and going and going. That was Zuri's song. And I'll play the song that I played at the beginning of the show on Saturday night between True God and Apollo. Remember, True God is coming back on Saturday. I did say I would play Christmas songs tonight, but I wanted to start on time, and I know you guys get tired when I change the schedule, so I wanted to stick to my schedule of 9 o'clock. So here is True God and Apollo.
Bet on blacks, play this game like it's blackjack. Shorty ate my Cracker Jacks like the Nutcracker, and she keep a nigga coming back. I am so aggressive, I would dismantle your parliament. Bring my whole squad together, nigga, that will congregate. Say you like my hits, I will take it as a compliment. They might have took my money, but never my accomplishment. The interstellar conference when we cipher and buy. Creating chemistry, see us coincide. Sounds are never dated, niggas try to chastise. We never slowing down like freedom rides. Here lies the corpses of those before me who tries to make a way for young niggas just like me. Hold the future in your hands like a trophy. I tell the stone cold truth, you can't ignore me. We hit y'all with that 40. Niggas balling in the game like with Kobe. You know me, trading secrets with your shoulder.
And this is just the way that life goes. Today I wonder about the very things that life holds. You might win a couple hands or you might fold. So put your cards on the table, let the dice roll. Life is a gamble, they tell me to bet on black. Odds in your favor, they tell me to bet on black. Hope that you win, they tell me to bet on black, man. Don't lose it all, they tell me to bet on black.
True.
Shit, I could pass tomorrow, how much time I have to borrow. Seeing family fade away, I don't think you grasp the sorrow. Then what follows is a bunch of bitches who could pass for models. They don't want nothing real, shit, they only ask for bottles. You beating glorious bastards, let me give you a warning. They plotting on your demise, you'll be notorious after. All lies on me, then success is surely a factor. Could never close my book, this is my victorious chapter. The lies and pain will sue you, they'll die to gain approval. The fame is something fleeting, that's why this game will use you. Sunrise is pain removal, sunset is where you scribe. Put the pen to the paper, confess that you're alive. You can lose it all today, some stress just won't subside. On the path to kill my demons, gun next to where I rise. Shit, you may not understand it, complex is just my vibe. But I ain't leaving empty handed, unrest until I die. And this is just the way that life goes. Today I wonder about the very things that life holds. You might win a couple hands or you might fold. So put your cards on the table, let the dice roll. Life is a gamble, they tell me to bet on black. Odds in your favor, they tell me to bet on black. Hope that you win, they tell me to bet on black, man. Don't lose it all, they tell me to bet on black.
True. People think that since they don a black hoodie, that they gonna go ahead and bring Martin back. But here's the problem with that. It's half of you cats are only here for the chance to go ahead and bring attention to the fact that some of y'all just pop a win. The media goes and tells you that murder's a sin. But when it's a black kid, then you walk away. When the victim isn't, you know, shoved up in your face. Tough guys always saying what they do. And Georgia Darren came up on them in the mood to stand the ground. But when given the chance to do anything, even positive, bro, they don't even move. Preying on the youth with their mentalities, giving them false hopes that they up against the machine. But when they behind the scenes, they back by. And no one's the wiser because they living in dreams. So you gotta bet on me.
And this is just the way that life goes. Today I wonder about the very things that life holds. You might win a couple hands or you might fold. So put your cards on the table, let the dice roll. Life is a gamble, they tell me to bet on black. Odds in your favor, they tell me to bet on black. Hope that you win, they tell me to bet on black, man. Don't lose it all, they tell me to bet on black.
Check it out, look at I busted these flows, destroying all of these foes. Half of these industry niggas out here getting exposed. Convicted
with life, more confused than a hunger. And surely, D.A.R. always fits it with purity. We catch and listen to us when we step up to the podium. I see you catch your feelings, playboy. Check your sodium, but never discreet. Leaving opponents obsolete. Their career is at a crossroads. I can sense the desperation. Your subject matter lacking the time for inspiration. Your bar struggles can't find a new occupation. I'm motivated to leave these niggas eviscerated. I thought about hatred. Hope y'all ready to get dominated. Woo!
True God and Apollo. Now, James Franco asked throughout social media world for his fans and those who effectively network with him, his friends and peers and all supporters of the film. He asked that you take a picture of yourself watching the interview and use the hashtag JamesFrancoTV. And he'll like it, but you have to use the hashtag JamesFrancoTV. And also, you guys have seen the links. The links are up. But one link, I checked out Google Play. With my YouTube channels, they said if you don't have a Google account or something connected to your YouTube channel, so... I didn't feel like going whatever I need to do to undo that, so I started to watch it on Google Play, but I went ahead and went straight to the website, theinterviewmovie.com, and that's where I rented my version, and when I complete the show, I'll finish watching it. Also, but what I've seen, the 30 minutes I've seen, I like been laughing and all of that. But again, James Franco asked that, you know, his fans and friends and peers and supporters of the show to take a picture of yourself watching it and use the hashtag JamesFrancoTV. And that's all on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. So I posted a picture, and my kitty cat Snowball photobombed as I was looking at on my Crate iPad and taking a picture with my new Sprint phone, HTC One, that I got from a Burger King promo. My kitty cat Snowball photobomb. So you see like her back end as I'm looking down at the iPad. So I posted the pictures on Twitter and Facebook and all of that. But, you know, I just want to share that with you guys because I'm giddy. I'm happy just like you. And I want to track the Santa Claus. And I'm looking at somebody who's following me on Twitter. Supposed to be a producer. He just posted like a disturbing image of Santa. And some people say, well, isn't that similar to the movie, The Interview? But it's a picture. The caption says, well, I guess Santa's not coming. Then when you look at the picture, ISIS has captured Santa. No kidding. And you guys know I'm real gung-ho about Santa Claus. So, you know, I'm 14 years old, and I'm still, like, the six-year-old girl is still in me when it comes to Santa Claus. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know? Oh, my God. They're showing, like, an image of Santa Claus as a prisoner, and there's the ISIS guy standing next to him. And they said, well, I guess Santa's not coming, is the caption. No joke. No joke. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, at Beth Williams, I'm on that Twitter. You know, I have another one called the Shock Entertainment and you know, a couple others. But I'm on the Beth Williams Twitter account, and there's a follower named Sam Caldi or something like that. And he's like, he's a producer. And he, and in the music business, unless he's a catfish image or something. But he has his image up. No joke. No kidding you. So you see for yourself. for real. But, wow. I know I'm saying but the time is running low, and I want to talk more about. I had this article pulled up, and that really caught me off guard seeing that image. No joke. You know, if when you see it, you see what I'm talking about. And definitely don't let the kids see that. Or those of you that have kids and you guys are going on that, also that'll spook kids out. Wow. So I'm looking at a lot of Merry Christmas tweets from different people. Pretty awesome tweets. Pretty pictures, looking at Visit New Orleans images. Wow, some really neat stuff. Yeah, that kind of threw me off, and some other things that I had looked at that had got me. True God Immortal is also out there tweeting right now, and you guys remember he will be returning on Saturday also, so we're excited about that. And we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting on Friday, too, and then on Saturday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time and 9:30 Central Standard Time. I'm looking at CNN Money tweet, and Dennis Rodman says, forget the interview movie. We should watch his movie instead. I don't know what movie he's talking about. Shout out to my friend Demetra. You guys know Demetra. She and I became friends, matter of fact, when she was guest on Brian Cuban's show, and she and I have been talking about getting together for ages. I've read a book. I need to read more of her books. Her books are hot, and also just love for her to come on and just talk about life and what's going on, her career. She's a photographer also. It's just amazing. She's somebody that we became friends through Brian Cuban. The live streaming is about to end, but let's see what Dennis Rodman is talking about. I don't want to just skip over this. I was going to talk about the interview and some other films, but we'll talk more on tomorrow. Dennis Rodman on the Watch My Movie Instead. The American, who perhaps is closest to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman doesn't seem that excited about the interview. The basketball legend has been thrust into controversies involving the reclusive nation before, but until now he has remained silent on a Seth Rogen comedy about an assassination attempt on Kim. I have no opinion of the interview. It's only a movie, he said on Wednesday. Rodman has also knows a good promotion opportunity when he sees one. If you want to see the real thing and what really goes on there, go see the screening of my documentary Big Bang in Pyongyang. Did I say that right? It sounded like I did. At the Slam Dance Film Festival at the end of January. He continued, it's going to be epic. Slam Dance describes itself as a festival for unique and innovative filmmakers. Rodman famously organized a basketball tournament on Yang last year. The move was dubbed basketball diplomacy by some, and Rodman was criticized for speaking of his fondness for Kim, but largely ignoring what advocates say are major human rights abuses perpetrated by the Kim's government. So, those are Dennis Rodman's thoughts regarding this. So, and the film, I only seen the first 30 minutes, but it does add like a human side to the president of North Korea. So that's amazing in itself. Here is DJ Swan. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was DJ Swan. I know, I'm just chilling and enjoying this Christmas Eve. Wow. Christmas Day tomorrow. Kwanzaa. So wishing everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. I had seen some reports about the Pope speaking earlier, and I should be going to church tomorrow. But this is amazing. Shout out to the my new followers on Instagram, because I have two Instagram profiles. I have one to promote beauty and fashion, Avon, my new job at Tabas, and just effectively networking with people. Then I have the Culture Shock Entertainment Beth on Instagram. So recently I have been networking from my Beth Avon Mark Girl Rep Instagram. And a big shout out to all of those I've been networking with. It's been good. It's been cool. Ah, the Spurs and the Pelicans are playing. I know they're playing Friday. Yeah, they're playing Friday. That's going to be a good game right there. Most definitely. That's a lot of interesting sports articles. So we're going to be talking sports. More. Again, the live stream is over. It's almost time to conclude the show. So tomorrow's show, Friday's show, of course, we're going to be talking sports also, and just the holiday. Call in 714-409-0614 also. And I will review the movie. You know, give my review of the interview on tomorrow. But again, thank you. Wishing you a happy, happy, merry, merry Christmas. Christmas Eve is still Christmas Eve where you are. A happy Christmas Eve to you. I see John Legend, and a lot of people are just having fun, just sending out well wishes to everyone. And that's what the holiday season is all about for all of us from wherever we are. Whatever we believe in, our socioeconomic background, our nationalities, where we from, where we call home, it's all about remembering the reason for the season, right? And I know some people debate when Jesus' birthday really is, but when we celebrate Christmas, we think about the birth of Jesus, we think about sharing and spreading love. And it's not always about material things, right? It's about simply sharing love, and that should be every day, right? Right. So we're going to talk more. We're going to have some deep conversations right here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Image Mechanisms. We're going to have some deep conversations. I'm talking about some deep conversations. So I'm definitely excited and looking forward to your participation chiming in and in the chat room, and also as we tweet one another and network on Facebook and Instagram and whatsoever, also doing live broadcasts. But remember, you can check out all archive shows, all previously recorded broadcasts from the day the show premiered, March 21st, 2011, when I created my own opportunity of creating the show, and that was a good decision I made. Because it has opened doors, and so many people have been guests, and it's all about us being there for one another, And so I know many guests have met other people and listeners and others, and that's the purpose of this outlet, So you're interested in being a guest co-host, you're interested in there's certain topics you want to talk about. I mean, let's do this and really talk. Like Jay, my friend, attorney in Dallas, tells me, even though I'm an honest person, I consider myself an honest person, but he always says, reminds me, don't sugarcoat things. Say it the way it is, And sometimes we just have to, you know, let it out and say it the way it is, if it's good or, you know, not good, so the truth be told, right? Right. You know, the way we present constructive criticism is important. And the way we just share our dialogue is important also. But it is important not to sugarcoat some things, because too much sugar on some things does, you know, end up making it not good, right? Right. So, again, I thank you. I really do, for supporting the show and emailing me and inboxing me and networking with me and listening to the show, and definitely spread the word, my friends worldwide. Share it in your Facebook groups. Big shout out to the Save Dallas campaigners also. You know, we're wishing that Santa would bring us good news of a new network home for Dallas. As you know, the Save Dallas campaign is still alive and well. The cast, crew, supporters, fans, friends, we all are united, and we all are not giving up until TNT changes their mind, or we get a new home, or go back to CBS or something. You know what I'm saying? So we're really believing in it. So, you know, big shout out to the cast and the crew members and the fellow supporters of the show: Josh Henderson, Linda Gray, Patrick Duffy, Kevin Page. Those are some that I effectively network with, and so sending much love to the memory of Larry Hagman, who's been a favorite of mine since I was a kid. You know, I love him, and I love Jeannie. I dream of Jeannie. I mean, thank you again for supporting the show. Let's keep each other in each other's prayers, and I thank you. I really do thank you, because I know you guys, the prayer warriors out there. I feel you, and I thank you for keeping me lifted in your prayers. You know, me, my mom, my loved ones. You know, 2015. I am believing that we can have it all. You know, and we've talked about this before. And I had a boyfriend in the 90s. May he rest in peace. He used to always say, and those of you that knew him know who I'm talking about. He used to have it on his voicemail, on his messages. He used to always, now I was the only person he would tell this to, but because he advised and worked with a lot of people, and motivated people, encouraged people, and he always would say, "You can have it all. You can have it all." And I'm feeling in 2015, go for it. You know, we can all have a well balanced life, a balanced work life balance. Is it work life balance? We can go for it, and we can have it all. You know, I always consider myself an optimistic person, but I always had this little thinking like, okay, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. But I know people that have it all. I have friends who have been through rough times, ups and downs. You know, I've been through some rough times, ups and downs, and I guess that's why I'm believing now that I can have it all, you know, because have been very low, very up. I am really thanking the Lord, you know, for just to even be alive. You know, when I was a kid, I used to say, hey, I'm going to live to be 92 years old. You know, my mother's 83. I can only dream of living to be 83. But 46 years old, to me, I feel like I'm blessed to be 46, you know, being an entrepreneur and then having a new job, working, I'm still transforming, working on being happier, being healthier, being wealthier. We're going to talk more, and I said this when the show first premiered, but we're going to talk more about having that well-balanced life, being happier, being healthier? You know, how can we stay calm when we're dealing with difficult situations? Because even if we're not dealing with difficult situations in our personal lives sometimes, I mean, think about it. When we see things that's happening nationally, internationally, that affects us in a way. That's why a lot of people don't watch the news. So a lot of my friends say they don't even watch the news because it's so depressing. You know, and it gets into your psyche, right? So we're really gonna go for it. I wish Lewis Hiles would be a guest on my show. He has an awesome podcast too. So you guys definitely should. If you don't network with Lewis Hiles, you definitely should be networking with Lewis Hiles. LinkedIn guru. And you want to hear somebody's story. His story is an amazing story. And I've been online friends with him for a long time. And I think we were friends, online friends, if I'm not mistaken, before he became a millionaire. And he's a former arena football player. And he became injured, sleeping on his sister's couch. And then he and his partner, his friend, Sean Malarkey, they're doing a darn thing. And it's just super amazing. So check him out on LinkedIn. Check him out on Facebook. Tweet with him. Sign up for his newsletters. And whenever you see webinars that they have scheduled, sign up for the webinars. But his podcast, and especially those of you that really want to, like, get your mindset in, like, this really, like, positive mode, definitely listen to his podcast. And the guests that he has on his podcast are just super inspiring. And that's one thing that I love about the guests that I've had. Every single guest that have been on Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 2011, they all have story. Everybody's story wasn't smooth sailing, if you notice. They have their stories of, you know, roller coaster rides. But what everybody had in common is their faith and their belief, you know, that better days will come. So on that note, I thank you. And again, have a merry, merry Christmas. And the show will be up on schedule for tomorrow. I will have Christmas music galore, and we're going to talk Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. And on social media, we'll be tracking Santa, okay, because it's about to conclude. The show's about to conclude, and I wanted to track Santa on air, but throughout Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, let's track Santa and all of that. And I know many of you are keeping up with where he is and what he's doing and all that. So safe travels, Santa, while you're out there. Love me some Santa. So safe travels. I hope you have all your, you know, eating all those cookies and drinking all that milk. You know, I hope you have your antacids and all that with you. You know, no joke. But again, thank you guys for your love and support, and wish you a Merry Christmas. And until next time, here's a big hug, and thank you. God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.